Are you listening? Damn.
Hi guys, welcome to the fourth episode of Undetected Plagiarism. We're getting here. A few up there now.
Smashing through them.
I'm Liza Wellington.
And I'm Tiana Lacey. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, how are you? You good?
Yeah, I've not been too bad. I don't know what I've been up to. It's my last week of uni. It's our last week of uni. Same uni. So that's kind of, I was saying to someone else, it's always like we've had something to go into, like primary school, into secondary school,
and
secondary
now it's
school.
Like the big word.
I thought
world.
I'd go into like uni. So then it was uni, and then it's like.
Unknown.
It's like I could literally sit at home for the rest of my life on a couch and do nothing.
But it's like in the next 5 years, like you could be CEO and I could be like a hairdresser. Like, and that's my plan.
Like, isn't that shocking? And like high school reunions coming up and stuff as well. Yeah. Like, I was like, what have you been doing in your spare time? Like, well, I'm
Netflix.
Running this big business from home. I sell photo frames that are decorated with shells from the beach. It's like, wow, that's is that.
I've got an annual income of $1,000.
Centrelink really helps me a lot. It's daunting like that. But I was saying to someone I work with at the uni that I feel like I should be doing everything that I've not done at the uni.
Oh, like going to events.
Maximize. Like in this last week, I need to, and I was like, oh.
You're like, what are my student amenity fees?
My first
for?
Thing I went to was like, oh, turn up to a lecture drunk.
Did you actually?
No, I've not done that yet.
Should we do that on Friday? Just like
my
a final lecture.
We don't even
need
to go.
just for the lols.
I'm actually so down.
We should do it.
Oh my god. I was like, yeah, do I, like, do these things? Like, I don't even know what to do, but I feel like I need to go into buildings I've not been into yet.
We should do, like, a tour of the uni to, like, the buildings, like MADA and stuff like that, like
yeah.
the arts and design.
I didn't even go to your campus, so I'll just go through.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, if you were doing it at Clayton, you'd be there for fucking 5 days.
Years and years. We'll get, like, drawing boards and stuff. We'll pretend to be, like, fashion designers. We'll be like, I've got this lovely one.
Yes,
like,
totally. We could pass off as fashion
designers. We could do this, yeah.
I'm so keen.
I'm really keen about Friday's plan, though, secretly.
Let's do it. We'll totally do it. It's cool.
Anyway, what have you been up to?
I have been working at a job for a few weeks now, but we get flown
the one
up.
That you crashed your car?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, cheers.
Just
cheers
reminder for everyone.
Well, luckily I didn't have to use my car today because we were flown up to Sydney. So
very glamorous. Very glamorous. I'm very jealous.
So, yeah, every Monday we get flown up to Sydney.
How long is this for?
I think it's for like 2-3 months, so it's actually pretty good.
Wow.
Raking in them frequent flyer points.
Oh, yeah. Are you going with them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they pay for the flights, but then I get the frequent flyer points.
Amen.
Right.
Happy
days. I'm going to, like...
Get to Europe.
Yeah, probably not. Maybe Bali or something. Yeah. Something a little bit local. That's cool.
Quick trip to Adelaide or something.
Yeah, just down the road.
Wodonga?
But yeah. Wodonga, please kill me. Sorry, Wodongan listeners. Is that the term? I know we've got a
own,
big listening in Wodonga.
They've got their own, like, name of, like, where's Melbourne is and Sydney's like, Wodongan.
It sounds like Tongan. That's why I was like, Wodongan. Am I right? I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds legit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I've been flying up to Sydney and doing that. It's kind of weird because I get into the plane and there's all the, like, the businessmen and then it makes me feel, like, professional.
You'd be doing, like, the business hour, like, they're going up for, like, meetings and stuff with
all
the corporates. Oh.
Like, I feel like I'm just, like... A high flying exec. I'm just like heading up.
Wow. And you're like, yeah, I'm just out of uni and I'm on like 7 figures already. So
yeah, like already raking it in. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool. I'm pretty jealous.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Mm. But maybe one day when we form our special advertising
to Lisa
for life.
Yeah,
we'll be flying forever. Maybe we can just start an airline.
Maybe.
Might be easier. Like, lots of flights.
Equally lucrative. I'm
yeah.
Sure, like,
definitely.
Straight out of here.
All right. Should we talk about
some ads?
Talk ad talk.
Love it. Yeah.
I guess I'll go first. So last week, Wednesday the 15th, 16th, someday. Maybe it was a Thursday. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a few days ago. That's what I'm saying. Forgotten the day.
In this last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The MFA Awards were on, which is like the Media Federation of Australia.
It was Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, cool. The Media Federation of Australia have an awards night where they have all these different categories.
I'm really not sure about that now, but keep going.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, so they have all these categories, and it's for the best use of media and different styles, and there's, you know, all these different categories.
Mm.
And then they have, like, the Grand Prix, like, the major winner.
Grand Prix winning.
Grand Prix.
Love it.
And it was done by Mindshare, I think, out of Sydney, but don't hold me to that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the Youth Off the Streets, and it was called...
you were showing me this before.
Yeah, it's called Lace It Up.
Mm, yeah.
And basically it was, yeah, this like, basically their insight was kind of like homeless people always keep their shoes on when they sleep in fear that their shoes will actually get stolen, whereas, like, every day when children go to school, they tie their shoelaces and get ready to go to school. And so basically what they did was they made these special shoelaces that had, like, a nice little message on it about homeless youth. And then you could buy them online and pay whatever price you thought was appropriate. So it's kind of like a donation.
Lentils as anything. Or what is that?
What?
Lentils as anything or something?
Oh, yeah. It's like lentils as anything.
You go, except like for charity.
Yeah. Charity.
That's a cool idea. And I guess, would people pay more? I feel like if you're going to do that, you wouldn't go on
You wouldn't be like, 50 cents.
Oh, 5 cents. Oh, got my laces. I feel like you would go on to, like, donate. Like, more. So you're probably getting higher donations than if you just set, like, a fixed price, like,
$5. And also if you were just, like, donate for us.
Yeah,
like,
at least they're getting something.
At least, you feel like you're getting something.
And you showed me, you got to share it and get so many likes on Instagram and stuff.
Well, yeah, so I think...
popular.
Yeah, that's how it really spread.
That's how I want to...
That's why I would get involved.
Because I want to be popular.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was all different people, like, it wasn't just wearing them in their shoelaces, but they had them, like... tied around different things and made like cool art images and stuff with it. So I guess it increased that shareability and getting more people to know what was going on. But yeah, that one won the highest award, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And good on so Mindshare. Congrats, Mindshare.
Congrats.
But yeah, I thought that was a really, really cool campaign.
Yeah, I like it how it's a cute thing because it really ties into that like initial insight they had.
Yeah.
Which is nice to
Yeah, it's good to kind of connect into that.
Mm.
You know, like, behaviour, the existing behaviour that's already there.
And, like, much broader than, you know, everyone needs shoelaces. Unless you're still using Velcro, I guess. But
I mean...
Maybe
I do play lawn bowls and...
Maybe, I know, maybe 2016 they could get some, like, Velcro attachments.
Special glue.
That big...
Velcro it up.
For that big... next year, 2016. Big demographic that still uses Velcro.
Yeah, Yeah,
did you have Velcro shoes?
I mean, I don't have them for long.
No, did you?
Did I?
Of course
I did.
That's
the
best.
Please. I am not spending my time at lunchtime.
So easy,
I want to be Velcroing and dodgeballing
and
not
like,
tying
boom,
for days.
And done. Yeah, loved it.
Yeah, no, it's pretty.
I wonder if that'll come back in fashion.
Hashtag Velcro. Velcro is live.
I wonder if like in 2 years we'll be like, oh, got these Velcros.
Yeah.
Sneakers. Wow.
It's very, it makes me think like, well, Back to the Future was on last night, and it makes me think Back to the Future. I just feel like.
Because they're having some big thing like this week, aren't they? Like the 22nd.
It was last week.
Have I missed it?
You missed it. It was the day they went forward in time, and it was the 15th of October, so. Oh,
damn it.
You missed it.
I'm sorry about it.
It's too late. Sorry. Marty and Doc are gone. Yeah. Anyways, so that was my ad. I thought it was really cool. Amazing for life.
Amazing.
I don't think we're really doing rating systems.
Well,
anymore.
I'm a big fan of the rating systems, but we've just not talked about
it. We've
not had any really bad ads, so we can't. We've not been.
Campaigned for.
Which I really want to use more, because that's a great.
That's my fave one.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but I think that one's really good. And I guess you do as well.
Well, yes.
Yes.
I did like it. That's a good one. I guess another sort of social issue ad that I'm bringing this week is this one I saw. I hadn't seen much coverage of it initially, but I think it like was nominated for some awards recently, so it popped back into the news blogs and stuff.
Yep.
And it was called Melanoma Likes You, and it was done by GP Y&R, George Patterson Y&R, in Brisbane, I think. I really liked it. I showed you this before this podcast.
I really liked
the way, the idea behind it. So essentially it was for the Melanoma Patients Australia group for them. Obviously raising awareness about sun exposure and its relation to melanoma skin cancer. And so basically they made this simple algorithm, which I'm like, seriously, I could not do that. Like, once they dropped that word,
I'm
like,
someone is working hard, but they're just
like, they're not getting credit for those, that data stuff after trying to set up this podcast. Like, just,
oh, I mean, the technologists the technological. I can't even say the word. That's how bad I am at everything.
Anyway, basically, they use this algorithm to filter through Instagram posts, and so they look for ones with like beach or pool day,
sunbaking,
tan, brown, bronzing, oil, sunscreen. Maybe not sunscreen.
I think these are just all hashtags that you use. They seem to roll off your tongue.
I know, pal. It's like my set list. But I'm just like, no, because all the time. But basically, they'd use those and then add into that a geolocation to make sure you were in Australia. And then when you posted an Instagram photo, it would come up this account they made, which was called Melanoma, would like the photo you put up and also start following you. And it would sometimes comment as well. So basically, once you put up your sexy beach photo of you and your hot togs and stuff, well, togs is such a Sydney word. What's happened me?
What's happened me? You just did with a two in that sentence. You just said, what's happened me?
What's happened me? Like, happened.
Oh, I thought you were like,
well, like
trying to say what's happened to me, but then
well,
you just went, what happened me?
I'm really out. God,
I
need to leave. Anyway, basically.
But they're called bathers, just for anyone who doesn't know what togs are.
You would put it up and you'd get this, your first sort of things would happen. You'd get this notification that Melanoma likes your photo, and then it would be Melanoma's following you. And the whole idea was that it was just, obviously, increasing the immediate as you're doing it as well, because most times you're Instagramming like live, you don't really go back. So that's why I really liked it, because
it was realizing the damage
like
straight
at
away.
That point,
and it's
as
pretty hard hitting. Like it's
it
not
is,
like
it's
like it's essentially cancer is coming for you. Like,
I know
cancer likes you. Cancer.
And the comments would be like, it'd be like loving the beach, and it would be like melanoma. Like melanoma would comment, be like, I'm loving it too.
Yeah,
and it would have like you said like devil emoji or something.
Yeah, like it was. Yeah,
a bit. I thought it was good because when I was, like, I'd just been at the beach the week before and I Instagrammed a photo. And I was like, if that had come up, I think I would have been like, like, it would make me, like, uncomfortable, I feel.
Yeah.
And there was part of me that was like, do I want this? Like, do I want to put up a photo? And maybe I'm, like, literally covered in sunscreen and I've, like, popped down to the beach for 2 seconds. Do I want to have this like account being like melanoma? But then I think because it is such a big issue, it's the most prevalent or most deadly cancer
like
for 15 to 30 year olds.
Yeah, it's I think maybe 1,500 die every year.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah,
1,500.
Like
yeah, 15 to 30 year olds, which is the key like
and
Instagram
that's deaths,
usership
not
as well.
Like not just like
not diagnoses.
Yeah.
So and I think they've linked that really well with the platform. Like, Instagram's obviously very popular with that group. And because it is so immediate, like, as you're in the sun right then, even if it encourages someone to be like, oh, I should reapply sunscreen, maybe I should put a top back on, maybe I should get out of the sun for a bit now. I just loved that, like, how on the, like, how responsive it was.
Also, another thing with its responsiveness is, so when you clicked on the melanoma account, it came up and it gave you information about melanomas. It was like, If you've got this kind of, you know, irregularity or you've
like
got this is what yours looks like,
stuff,
then this is what you can do and this is if it's, you know, lethal, if it's not lethal, you know, all that kind of thing. So it really was also an information kind of center so people can go, oh my God, like melanoma's following me.
It wasn't
that's already
like
a daunting
yeah.
thing and then you click on it and you go, oh, this is how I can prevent this. Like wear sunscreen, do this. If you've already got a mole or whatever, check for this.
Yeah.
This. So that was another
cool
way to get the information out because I don't think people are, you know, being like, melanoma information.
It's a typically hard, they say, demographic to really target. And obviously, when you're at the beach having fun with friends, you're probably not going to want to be like, that's obviously not probably the first thing on your mind. You're more like, well, I'm having a great time. It's lovely weather. And to do that, I think, even though it did sort of make me uncomfortable, I think that's a really good thing that it did make me uncomfortable because
definitely.
I think it would get me to respond. So I really like that. I thought that was a really good job.
I think also, I was doing this assignment recently and we were talking about different media that we used. And basically my day was spread out, like the majority of stuff I used was social media. Otherwise I would listen to other podcasts, which have no real advertising, not the ones I listen to. And also it would be a lot of streaming and Netflix, which also don't have ads.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's like not much opportunity to really target that demographic who are quite similar to me in their like usage of media. So
without going for those platforms.
Yeah. So
already...
I mean, like everybody, like you check Instagram, you check your Facebook, you check Snapchat. And, like, to get them when they're checking those things is really important, I think, because it's very, very, like, it's very hard to reach that that audience, like you said. So, yeah, I think it was a really, really...
I think that's amazing. Even though, I couldn't find out much coverage of it again. I don't know if I'm just really bad at Google. Maybe I need to work out my algorithms for Google.
Yeah,
a bit better.
You need to get...
I don't know. I didn't see a huge amount of coverage, but I think... Also, I think I could only track it back to the sort of March last year.
Well, I think...
March this year, sorry.
Yeah. Well, so I think because it was like, in Brisbane, maybe, it kind of went over our heads and there was a bit more publicity up in Brisbane.
I would say so.
Because, I mean...
But I'd really like it to almost have a second push for our summer this time, because I think it would be definitely something that
I, think it's something
I would
they
talk
can
about
do
with
annually,
my peers. Yeah,
almost,
like, obviously, I presume the thing just stays going.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think a real, like, nationwide push, especially over our summer when the sun gets really hot... And intense.
When the song gets really hard.
Yeah.
Sound like Hillbilly.
But
yeah, no, I agree.
Just going. But yeah, I thought amazing. And another good, like, social thing to get on top of.
Yeah, I'm also super pro it.
That's doing good. Love it.
Yay. Saving the world one at a time.
So I guess we'll have a chat about some news.
Have some news topics.
Yeah.
So the one I was talking to you about earlier,
yes,
was Adam Goods. He's been obviously the centre of a lot of, you know, media attention over the last few months. Not for the best reasons, obviously, which is quite upsetting to see.
I guess
someone, such a great athlete, be
I guess
brought
for those
down,
of you who don't
yeah,
follow,
can give a quick overview, I guess.
Yeah, I guess for those of you who don't follow AFL or who haven't really cottoned on to what's been going on, basically, there's been a well, when the series was on, Adam Goods would pretty.
I don't think it's called the series.
The season.
Season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, like,
it's
just,
cool. No, it's cool. I forgive
just,
you.
No, I'm just being vilified here.
Sorry.
This is.
No, no,
oh my god. That's okay. That's a like introduction.
We'll
to
cut
it.
That. No.
Basically.
yeah, you talk about it.
Basically, Adam Goods is an Indigenous player, and when he would get the ball or be involved with the game at all, basically, the crowd would just boo him, and they've sort of tracked it back to. There's a mix of things. I think
yeah.
they sort of say it's when he...
It was when he booed. There was
there was
basically, there was a 13-year-old girl in the audience, or in the crowd, in the audience. Now
yeah,
I'm
so now
wrong
you're
words.
Using the wrong words. So it's not just me.
In the crowd, and he got the ball or something, and then he was right near the boundary where she was, and she yelled out saying that he was an ape.
Mm.
Obviously, horrifically offensive.
Mm.
And Adam Goods called the girl out in it. I mean, she was a 13-year-old girl, but I think it was important.
And you wouldn't be able to tell from
I mean, yeah, he just kind of
like,
went, someone called me that. He wasn't like, oh, you know, she's under this age, I must target her. It wasn't like he was doing anything.
At the same time, it's like, some like she's gotten that from somewhere.
Also, yeah, I know, I was like,
just
blame
like,
a parent.
I know, I seriously kick everyone out.
Yeah, he did get that whole section
yeah, gone. Section gone.
Anyway, so yeah, and then it was pretty much, that was kind of the tipping point. He also was voted Australian of the Year. Or selected, voted, I don't know how, Australian of the Week year
selected,
works, but
yeah.
selected, yeah. And so he kind of used that to talk about Indigenous issues,
stuff, yeah.
like used the platform, he's on the main stage for the AFL, and so he used that to talk about Indigenous issues. And whenever Australians get told that we're not doing enough for the Indigenous people, we go, oh, no, we're not racist. Boo, boo you. That's stupid. I'm
like,
not
as soon as the boos would happen, it would be like, oh, no, it's because he like, milks free kicks from the umpires.
But it would just be
like,
even
like,
when he was running onto the field and stuff like that. And it's like, you can no longer just say, oh, it's because he did this, he did that. Like, you are,
and as you were
you
saying,
are being racist. And
even
it,
if,
yeah.
if you're booing for, like, if you're claiming it, as
yeah.
you were saying before.
You're just disguising the racists. Like, don't boo him because people are going to think you're racist and, like, you know, however many percentage of that audience is going to be racist.
And what a disgusting, like, the media coverage of the issue was so big and there was so much connection to it. And then you participate in this
yeah.
whole stadium-wide booing.
Oh,
it's like,
it's just,
why
it just
are you
kept
perpetuating
going.
This picture of, like...
Yeah. And, like, I understand, because I think a lot of people are like, sledging's a part of the game, blah, 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 blah. But there's a difference between being like, oh,
like,
you dropped the ball, like, what an idiot,
contextually
whatever.
Contextually as well. Like,
yeah,
if,
exactly.
If this wasn't in the media, if it wasn't so publicised around when it was happening, like,
yeah.
it would be talked about, and the next weekend when the games were on, it would happen again.
Just,
and it was just like...
Do you not learn? God damn it.
So angry.
Yeah, and, like, you know, but you can't... Like, I get it, like, you know, you go, oh, you know, he dropped the ball, blah, blah, blah. But when you start going, like, when you start going after race... And things that are not in context and things that aren't justified, it's just, yeah, it's really not okay. Poor, poor effort on Australia's
behalf. And basically,
behalf.
This has come back
so,
up
yeah,
again.
So, yeah, this is what we, yeah, so this has come back up again because David Jones recently announced Adam Goods as one of six brand ambassadors for their company, along with, yeah, a few other kind of celebrity personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they hired Adam Goods, obviously, as a brand ambassador, but also to help David Jones with reconciliation and CSR. And so that corporate social responsibility. And a lot of people have responded badly to this,
like,
because
Facebook,
I know they're not racists, but...
There's a photo on Facebook, I think it is, and the comments, like, obviously there's a split. Some people are like, great, love it.
Yeah,
and then some people are like, is he advertising their flog range or something? Like,
yeah.
Well, it's just negative comments when it's like...
And the thing that annoyed me is, okay, so, like, I'm just going to go back to Adam Goods retiring. So at the end of the game, he didn't get carried off or do anything that you'd usually do on your final AFL game. He just went in and he spoke, you know, privately with no cameras or anything to the playing group and the coaches and everyone involved and just kind of said, this is it, I'm retiring. And, you know, like, and everyone's like, oh, you know, he's so selfish, just keeping that to himself. And then, you know, conversely, if he had got carried off, they would have been like, he's just making a show of it. Like,
yeah.
He cannot win.
And, like...
And it's just so infuriating to just... Really, it just really shines a light in how racist Australians
are.
Like, exactly.
I'm really confused. How's that selfish? Like,
yeah, and like,
I don't even know like where half these comments come from.
Yeah,
it just is
like, oh, you know, he's just being dramatic, or he's, you know, doing this. And like anything he does, they'll put a negative spin on it.
Mm.
Anyway, so, but what we were mainly talking about was him being a brand ambassador, and yeah, people were writing really, really horrific things.
Yeah.
There was great. There was great support as well. So I don't want to diminish the great support that he had, but it's just a fucking shame. Like, it just irritates me to no end, and they're just so oblivious.
And in a broader historical context, it's like the Indigenous population have a lot of issues, obviously, arising from
the white man.
Like, essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, with that context as well, like, just be more supportive. Be a more like. As an Australian, you should be more supportive of these successful figures.
We said sorry. It's cool now, right? It's cool.
Now we can degrade them again in the sporting field.
It's cool. We're cool. Oh. Anyway, so we thought that was a really interesting news article. Hopefully we'll see it unfold a little bit more and, yeah, hopefully in a positive light we'll see it unfold. But, I mean, obviously racism is still a thing in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be addressed. And
I think that's a really interesting topic, like racism.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's lots of interesting speeches about it.
Yeah.
Like, TED Talks and stuff. But I think, like, even if you've got those ideas, like,
it's
surely in, like, a... I don't know. I guess my sort of peer group is just not something that's...
Yeah,
even,
I mean, with, like...
The Cubs, but, you know, I guess if your whole, like, social group was, like, super racist, maybe you get...
Yeah, and you grow up, it's like...
Like that 13-year-old girl. Like, obviously she's, like, not
she
just...
She probably didn't even understand the meaning behind it.
No,
she just heard her dad call him an ape, or called her whoever.
Like,
and
a
then,
home or something on
the
TV. Like,
and then
ugh.
She's just, you know, mimicked. But that's the problem. It's like, you know, the older... Not,
it's just passing it on.
Anyway, sorry, I'm going to get
education.
Let's talk
about
something else, because I'm getting mad.
I know. So... I guess my topic for the news thing that I looked at was, which we both saw, and obviously I'm sure all of you have heard about, is Playboy is cutting nudity out from, is it March 2016 or so?
Oh,
I didn't
have a date, but...
I'm stocking up on the pre
ones.
Yeah,
it's getting some serious stats in here.
Yeah, I want to get the most of the nudity additions before it.
I mean, me too, sign me up.
Mm, yeah. So basically, they're cutting it out, and... I guess it's in response to, obviously, there's very easy access to online porn and stuff, and I think the CEO of Playboy was saying that you can view any sexual act you want
or within a second.
Yeah,
which
and
is
for
scary,
free, and for free as well. So
yeah.
It's like, obviously, paying for it isn't becoming lucrative. Zoo magazine has closed down in Australia.
Yeah.
So similar sort of issue facing the sort of adult magazine genre.
Yeah. So instead of fully shutting down, like, did Zoo fully shut down? Or they're still
Zoo,
online?
I think they
but
went. They went online, and then I think they sort of backed away from that, and then I think they're gone now. I think it's.
Oh, like,
I think
done and dusted.
I think they finished up completely.
Okay. Well, Playboy's obviously gone a different route to that because they're not, you know, closing up shop anytime soon, and so they. I think. Was one of their CEO or CEO?
Yeah, I think
in
their press releases that they've been saying around
they have
this
said
issue,
that they're still going to keep long-form journalism, celebrity interviews, lifestyle content, and fiction as well as just the, what they had before, which was additionally nudity. What do you think?
Well, I guess now you can say... Now you can say you just read Playboy for the articles, I guess.
Sorry, you stole my line.
I was like prompting you. I was like, come on, how to come.
We basically read this thing anyways. It said, now you can literally say, I read Playboy for the articles, because there's clearly no pornography in there. So how do you think that Playboy's going to go without...
I don't think it's the best. I mean, look, I'm not one of the Playboy readership segment, but so maybe the articles are actually like really good. Maybe it is like a thing there, but I think there's lots of other magazines that cater to men's, like, I mean, men's Gentleman Quarterly and stuff has men's interest things and sort of features women a bit as well.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, all sorts of things and it's articles and stuff. And so there's lots of competition. I feel they're moving into a segment that, especially there's all these indie mags that cater to that as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's going to go a lot more indie.
Plus in the magazine, like, segment, which is already sort of experiencing...
I walked past a shop the other day and went in for a bit, but it was a shop that just solely sold magazines.
Like Magnation?
Oh, maybe it was Magnation.
I love that place.
Is that in Chapel?
Is that in Gravel Street?
Brand?
Just off, near the station.
Yeah, and that's just like...
There's one in the city as well.
There's like 200 different magazines, and that's like without, I mean, Playboy's signature nudity... It's going to be hard. I just said nudity really weird. Did you hear that? Okay, cool. But without Playboy's signature nudity, it's going to blend in with, you know, tens
and I guess there'll be loyalists who'll be like, oh, no, I'll still... But it is a big change. Like, it would alienate the loyalists. I don't know. I was thinking, like, they could really play to the sort of history of the magazine.
Yeah.
And because I was saying, I like buying magazines for their, like, if they've got good... and I will pay for something... I mean, you were saying that your mum would buy magazines because it, like, even though it's out of date a little bit,
it kind of condenses everything. So, like, although, like, you know, mum will get, like, an NW or some kind of weekly gossip mag, and I would have gone, oh, half the stories I've already seen online, you know, 5-10 days ago. But I think it's a place where, I mean, mum's not on social media and looking at jumping from site to site, and so it's a place where it kind of condenses all that information in the one spot, which I guess... is a really, like, positive attribute for magazines.
Which I do appreciate as well. Like, it is nice to just get a nice... And if it's done well...
So you're not jumping around.
And you can just browse through and be like, oh, everything in here. Like, if you find one where all the content interests you, it can be a really valuable thing, because you can get it and you can know that the time you spend with that is going to be a quality sort of period of enjoyment for you.
Yeah.
So I'll buy, like, good paper stuff and things like that. So I think going back to Playboy, I could almost see them... like, playing on, you know how, like, people will buy, like, vintage ad posters and, like, vintage items, vintage furniture.
Like records.
Records is a good one. So even though it's not the most efficient way to listen to music, there's an element there that people like, a sort of nostalgia.
It's embracing the old ways.
So if they, like, embrace the nostalgia of Playboy and still had, like, the women featured, but in a more artistic, classy way. Because, you know, like, Helmut Newton is a really famous photographer who do lots of nudes of women. But obviously that was more like an art form. So I think they could almost do, like, I don't know, like, there's obviously a whole range of issues around this, but if they did sort of, like, appreciating the beauty of the woman's body in, as opposed to, like, oh, here's, like, these...
Yeah, it's
huge,
just like
implanted
arts and
boobs
titties,
and bits everywhere.
But I think also, like, they could almost recreate, like, infamous kind of shoots that have been done and make them a lot more, like, less graphic and a lot more artistic and kind of, you know, Playboy through the day, like, throughout the days or whatever. And it could be from the, I don't know,
even take the essence of those ones, you know. And even, like,
and
you know, wartime pin-up girl sort of things.
Yeah.
Because there were all those,
that's really...
There was that phase of, like, everyone getting, like, pin-up girl tattoos and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they look pretty cool. So you could really go back to some sort of, like, historical bit there and sort of look at women in a much more tasteful way, I think.
Yeah.
Personally, I would say in a tasteful way. Obviously, as I said before, there's a range of debate, like, views on female nudity at all and stuff. But I think if you could do it in a sort of more, you know, some really nice, like, get good photographers in who are well known for photography and, like,
You could do a guest,
like,
photography
each week and have
I think
great shots of, like, women. And if it was something that, like, women weren't just completely objectified and degraded. Like, if they could, and if they were like influential women as well, like, it wouldn't necessarily have to be nude. It could just be women in...
Oh, I don't know. I think you might lose them.
I know. Well, like, as in, like, not like fully. I mean, like, they wouldn't have to be, like, it could be depending on.
They'd be positioned so they're naked, but you can't see.
Depending on the, like, how the woman felt, like, if she was a public figure, obviously she might not want to be, like, everything out.
Hillary Clinton. Spread eagle.
Yeah, but, you know, if you had, like, I think they could really do something there where people would buy it more as, like, appreciating for art and, like, a sort of, like, cultural magazine and buying Playboy for the history, because it is such an iconic name and logo and stuff. Like, obviously we've seen the logo everywhere, like, on car seats, like,
I've seen tattoos.
You've seen tattoos?
No. Yeah. I don't know if I've seen them in person. Maybe I've seen them online. But who the fuck would get a Playboy tattoo?
Sorry if you're one of our, like,
Wollongongians. What do they call it? What over there?
Wodongans.
Wodongans. Covering all bases.
Are we just assuming Wodongans have Playboy tattoos?
Really, a horrible race.
Really slamming them down there.
I mean, like, obviously it's an iconic kind of logo and image, and Hugh Hefner is an iconic figure. And there's also there was that new book that Holly Madison, who was an old Playboy Bunny.
And another one I read today is coming out talking about it as well. Yeah. So I think that's in sort of negative light.
That's a negative light. I would really be interested to see who currently, or like over the last few years, buys Playboy. Because if we're going, they should go all artistic, but people are just buying it for the porn, then we might have to go, you might have to look at a different...
I think it, obviously that would be a huge, like, anyway, I think it's going to be a big brand shift, but I think it could almost launch it, like, publicize it again as that, bring in a different sort of, or get that interest where people would be like, oh, I wonder what it's about now.
Okay,
and you know, because it is changing and there's that publicity, you could bring in old eyes who used to look at it, or maybe like a newer generation
where it's not
like smut magazine. It's like, oh yeah. Like, it's a magazine that you could buy along with, like, I don't know.
The groceries.
Something like that.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see what they do anyway. So we'll have to...
So if you're out of ideas, Playboy,
hook a brother and sister up. Yeah,
like, fly us over and we'll be your consultants, happily.
That's cool, Taliza.
Cool, Taliza.
Hitting it hard.
Yeah, great. Just contact us on our email or Facebook page.
Yeah. Hashtag unsexed plagiarism.
Yep. Obviously, as we always do, we'll put up the ads we talk about and the articles we reference in these on our Facebook page.
And we read a few different articles, so throughout the week, maybe we'll post a few cool things we've read so you guys can check them out if anyone's listening.
Yeah,
cool. Okay, do you want to end with a little game of...
I reckon.
Ads we'll against humanity?
Our usual concluding.
All right. Now, I have forgotten... Yes. My Cards Against Humanity, because I've been jet-setting up to Sydney.
So
we're just going to... There's like a little online list, so we're going to do a little bit of a scroll.
Yeah, so it's the American version, so it's all the white cards online, and I'm just going to scroll through, and Eliza's going to stick her finger out, and we'll just...
I'm going to point to the card. Okay, cool. Ready? Let's hit it.
Okay, we're going, and I'm stopping. Lovely. Well...
I mean...
Great.
Well, I don't know why I looked at it. So the card we have got, or the online little card we've got, is erectile dysfunction.
And Eliza just turned to me and was like, Tiernan, this is
your time to shine. Winning.
Well,
or not shine. Decline. Your time to decline.
You've already got lines out.
Breaking in the lulls.
Erectile dysfunction. Well, obviously, like, I go straight to thinking of, like, AMI ads.
Oh, yeah, or like...
And, like, one longer lasting sex and a back billboard.
Or like put that strip on your tongue. Do you remember when they had that thing where you...
Oh, like the Listerine strips?
Yeah, but just give you a boner, I guess. Yeah, bonerine strips.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing I've ever said. Can I kill myself? I'm just going to write that down so I can read that every night and just hate myself. I don't know what I'm writing. I forgot.
Bonerine strips.
Bonerine
strips. Well, you could have done the branding for them.
Oh, please kill me.
I don't know. I mean, obviously you could do it, like... Oh, I don't know.
How would you sell erectile dysfunction?
Oh.
Maybe we could try and flip the script.
Oh.
Is there a way, maybe, like...
Oh, I've gone to a really dark place, which I don't think I should...
Is it, like, cancer or something?
No.
It's
like, it's almost like sterilization, which I think is, like...
Oh, no,
I was, like, anti-rape things, maybe, and, like, or, like, curing or helping, like,
rape
people sex offenders with, like, this tablet that gives them...
that's not that dark. I mean, it's
kind of
dark.
It's
kind of
dark because that is, like, chemical sterilization and stuff for them as well. And I think that's, like...
That's pretty hardcore. But also, like, if you're going to rape someone, you're going to have to fucking
get it up. And if you can't get it up from this treatment or tablet that you're taking...
What would the, tagline be? Like... I don't even know. I was going to say...
You're putting me on the spot here.
Yeah, sorry. No, I was trying to think of something.
Dysfunction.
Something about sexual assault or something.
I don't even know, how... would it have to be, an opt-in thing? So if you felt you were,
No, you couldn't. No one would want to. No one would... Who would opt in for erectile dysfunction?
No, because there's... No, there's, people who...
Or, priests that are, pedophiles.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was very specific.
Very specific. Yeah, but I saw this... I think it was, Louis Theroux documentary thing.
Oh,
about him.
Yeah.
And he went to one with, sex offenders. And I think there was one guy who really wanted, chemical castration because... I think he might have been a pedophile.
Yeah, that's
and he, I think he felt like he needed this so he couldn't
do it because
anything.
He couldn't control.
Because he couldn't control it. Yeah. Okay. So, I think that would be, but obviously that would be very niche marketing. That would be through a doctor or something.
I was imagining anyone that gets caught up on maybe more than one rape charge or something, just in case, because obviously not you don't want to be if it's not correctly proven. I don't know. I don't want to be defending rapists, but obviously there's been cases where someone has pointed the finger and they haven't.
I just thought of a new product. I just cut you off.
No. All I was going to say was, maybe it can be a third strike for rapists. So strike one, strike two, and then strike three, you get chemically.
Yeah, whatever. I think that is a thing nearly in the US.
In the
US? Yeah.
Okay, well, come on, Australia, catch up.
Also, a new product. I was like, what if, girls or guys, but girls could have a sort of necklace thing or a spray on their, maybe a necklace that they can remove.
Oh,
and then
I guess
it just releases
going.
The same chemical that we've worked
the
for
mist,
this.
Yeah.
But, so then if they're going out and stuff, they can put this on
and
then
people aren't gonna...
and it would be really discreet. So people or in their collar of their shirt or something, they could attach something so it wouldn't really be seen. And then if it made it so a guy couldn't literally... Obviously, there's other things that can happen, but, this might be a step towards helping that, and at least if you're wearing that, no guys around. And then if you do want to, you can just whip off the necklace and put it in another room, and all guns
discover
blazing,
your sexual independence,
go for
you got it.
But then, I guess if, I don't know, I was saying hide it, so if you were, drugged or something...
They're not going to be able to find it.
Well, it might lessen it, and then if they can't do anything, obviously, as I said, there's other horrible things that can happen, but,
that's
maybe,
one of the main issues.
Maybe, yeah. So, scientists...
listen up, you all. Get out your collar and just shove a whatever the fuck
something. Scientists, we need you to come up with this necklace thing to cause erectile dysfunction of all the men around. Obviously, it'll be very disconcerting for, men, other men clubbers in there who might be... just struggling to get it off and what's happening?
Yeah,
but it toned down the clubs a lot. You could really put these in some dirty places around there.
Oh, definitely. Some places are in need.
Yeah, just build it into everywhere and then
take over the world.
Cold shower, literally cold shower for everyone in there, and then they can leave and just go wild. And
get their erection back.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's really nice.
Okay, that was really dark.
Yeah. Okay, should we go again?
Okay, I'm going to point again. Oh, this is too easy.
Okay.
Well, actually, I don't know. Maybe I've spoken too soon.
We've got Justin Bieber.
We have got the card Justin Bieber.
Yeah, oh my God, did you see
his
dad's...
dick pic.
Did you see his dad's tweet?
First, let's talk about his dick pic.
I know, this is his dad's tweet
regarding
the dick pic.
Oh
my goodness.
Can you be any more creamy? Can we just read it verbatim?
I'll get it up. But anyway, you can talk about Justin.
Okay, well, yeah. I don't know if you know. I'm sure everybody's pretty much seen it. It was on, the front cover of literally everything. But, he was on holidays. Where was he?
I don't know.
Australia?
I think he was in Australia at some point.
Yeah,
but...
with a model that apparently he's dating or something. There's rumors. And he went skinny dipping.
Bora Bora?
Bora Bora.
Mm.
Yeah, and he went skinny dipping. And then the paparazzi found their way in and took photos of Justin Bieber stark naked.
Yeah.
It was an interesting photo.
Yeah, I was almost like...
I was kind of...
did you do that on purpose, Justin?
Was I was also like, did you really try? Did you, Austin Powers penis pumped that stuff.
The quote here was at Justin Bieber from Jeremy Bieber. It was, "What do you feed that thing? Hashtag proud daddy, smiley face with little cherub rosy cheek."
Hashtag creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Like, I was just no. Like,
that's just horrifying.
So
like,
public.
Who's saying that? If, oh my god, like, imagine if, like, your dad said that to you. I know. Hey, Tina, hashtag proud daddy.
Oh, well, with my erectile dysfunction that we spoke about before, he's just not, not proud.
Daddy ain't proud.
So, yeah, no, like, Justin in things, well, obviously, maybe if daddy's so proud, they could use it as a, as the erectile, like,
the
get
opposite.
It back, like, AMI can be like, get one of these on you with
like,
our
and
new tablet.
And the slogan's daddy's so proud.
Yes. Hashtag daddy's so
hashtag
proud.
Hashtag daddy's so proud.
And then it can just be, yeah. And it can be, like, trending. Everyone can tweet and, like, Instagram their new dick. It would be really nice.
Their new dick.
Yeah.
It just makes me think, like, have you seen Austin Powers where he gets, like, the penis pump out? That's what I'm imagining Justin Bieber did.
Just, oh yeah, just behind
him.
It's like,
yes,
here we go.
Before he came out, he's like,
yeah, like
paparazzi, can you see the camera?
He's got,
right?
He's got a big clock going down, like, how much longer, manager? How much longer do I have?
What am I
going
to do? Yeah.
It's like shrinking, like,
yeah.
Like
and
Cinderella.
He said,
like,
did you hear?
Ah, come back in before the pumpkin turns into a pumpkin again.
Oh, my dick turns into a pumpkin. No, but he,
his magic,
did you hear
his
how he
fairy
was...
godmother was just like, and here's your wish done.
Did you hear how he was like, oh, there was a lot of shrinkage going on?
Oh my god, did he say that?
He said that. He was like, obviously, there's shrinkage. I was like, oh, he's such a wanker. Sorry, this
anyway.
Has just turned into a hate Justin
so
Bieber.
So how would we use Justin Bieber in an ad, or how would we sell Justin? Well, selling Justin Bieber, like, that's on every day, nearly.
Yeah, pretty much. And he sells a billion and one products.
Could you, yeah, like,
an icon.
Everything, like, you stick him on anything, and it's just like...
Yeah. He's just a trendsetter, so, yeah, anything you attach him to, he'll... Sell it.
Yeah, sell some amount. Like,
yeah, teenage girls.
I do have to admit, his music is kind of.
I know, I kind
I'm enjoying
like,
it these days.
Me
and it's
too.
Really,
I hate myself for it.
It's really.
I'm like, fuck you.
It was a struggle because he's moved on from his baby days, and it's like.
Yeah, he's kind of grown up, but also still hasn't really grown up.
No, like
I guess maybe.
Beats, I'm like, I remember.
I guess maybe, you could sell Justin Bieber as someone who has kind of reformed their image. You could do some kind of. I don't know.
Like prison reform or something. Justin did it, so can
so
you.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah,
what I meant.
I feel the target demographic there is really in
yeah,
line with Justin
on,
Bieber as well. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, what do you think? What are your ideas for... what are we doing? Are we selling Justin Bieber or are we getting Justin Bieber to sell something? Because that's easy.
Well,
you can
like,
sell anything.
Selling much. Justin Bieber and getting Justin Bieber to sell things are both like... Like, you just get Justin Bieber, I think... Like, that demographic of, like, fans who has, are just so obsessed. You'd stick them on our microphone and all the fans would have microphones. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Shout out to our, were you talking about our specific microphone that we use?
Yeah, a little,
Is it called the Snowball?
It's the Snowball by Blue Microphones.
Yeah, we call it Little Bluey.
Little Bluey. It's a pretty cute little thing.
Yeah.
It's white. Oh my god. I did not mean that. Oh my god, in context of this podcast, that is probably
he's
the
only
worst.
Cute because he's white. Gee, the real colours come through.
Oh my god, I think I'm pretty consistently saying like
horrible
bad things
no.
in these podcasts. It gets to this point in the podcast, and I'm just like, okay, obviously I'm just saying it's cute and it's white, not because it's white. I'm literally blushing now. Because
yeah, you're bright red.
It's like, oh god. Anyway.
Okay, let's move on from your horrible racism.
Yeah.
Let's do a final card.
One
are you ready?
Card, yeah.
No. I'm not doing that. It was a bad racism. I think we need to move on. Please scroll.
Okay. Oh my god, come on.
Well, I was just pointing and then
yeah,
you...
I know. Okay, what are we doing? Okay.
Okay, the card that has been selected. Would you like to sing along?
My hunt.
I can't do that.
Really loves. Check him out. It's like Playboy. Everything's tying back to this
it's all,
podcast. It's
everything's
really,
sexual.
Yeah.
I think
everything.
That's the moral of this.
Or racist.
Everything's sexual or racist.
Okay,
so how would you sell my humps? Mine specifically, I'm asking you.
Well, unfortunately, this is only an audio podcast.
Yeah,
but,
because I'm completely naked right now, ready to sell my humps. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are we selling your humps?
Oh, let's do. Yeah, that's specific. Oh no, I feel like this is going
to
get weird.
You're going to contribute to it.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'd be like, well, I've got these great attributes. Okay, let's sell Fergie's humps. I guess she sang the song.
Again, I feel like my humps.
I mean, what do you think? What do you think you could sell with the catchphrase? Oh, like. I'm trying to think of like a brand that could use the phrase like my humps. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, like it's quite ownership, like my humps. Like
not your humps.
Like they're my humps and I'm gonna like.
It makes me think of speed humps, I don't know.
Really? Well, I guess you could. Humps. I mean, it could be like TAC.
TAC,
like,
these are my humps. That makes no sense.
Like, well, what if it was like families and like. No. Hear me out. Like, it does sound like no one could listen to this with a serious face because of the song and everything. But, like, if, like, each speed hump represented a different, like, person.
Member of family.
Like, they're there because it's, like, outside
of
school.
Imagine,
though, it's,
like,
I know.
It's,
like
a really personal TAC and the song just, like...
But even so, like, imagine, like...
My dead family members.
Imagine, like... This is, like, you can't even say it. Like, imagine like, a school kid or something, like, outside of school being like, this is my hump. Like, as in meaning it's
there. You got killed by the car.
No, as in meaning it's there for them, to protect them, to slow them down. So these are, like,
I thought, like,
it's not
like,
so morbid. I don't think we're getting, like, families with lost members. We're like, so we're going to get, like...
No, it's like the ghost. What I thought you meant was, like, it was, like, the ghost of a child. And he was like, this is my hump. And he was lying on the ground. I don't know why I'm laughing at this.
Oh, my God. Maybe... Oh, my God. Okay, this is very deep now, but maybe, like... It could be some sort of visual trick to, like, speed humps and then, like, a person on the ground as, like, a speed bump and it's, like, better to go over the actual, like, slow down for these bumps, like, speed bumps. So you don't hit a person as a speed bump. So you could see, like, the typical, like, distracted driver or something speeding along and just, like, bouncing over the speed bumps and then, like,
and then
going over,
it
bounces
child.
Over one and there's, like, this scream and he hops out and there's, like, this child on the ground. It's, like...
I feel like incorporating the phrase my humps.
So that's not incorporating... That's not incorporating my humps.
Yeah.
But good campaign. I like, I like my idea. Like,
look this up, TSA.
But my hump. But you know, like
I like how we tried to be serious, and then we were just like, "Nah, my hump."
I know. But like, you know, like if it was like, "This is my hump for like this is to save me as a person."
Well, let's think of something sexual that it would probably be more appropriate to. Maybe like a sports bra or something. Maybe like Burley. You know how they did that ad with like Serena Williams.
Fun.
I think that. Like, it could be a bouncy, like, a bouncy thing that's, like...
Like, for my
humps. Yeah, like... Yeah, like sports bra for my humps.
Customised bras, and it's, like, made for my humps. And it's, like, you know, like, made for, like, my
that's
humps.
That's actually really cool. Like, I mean, people like, my humps, and it's just,
and like... And it's just, like, these
different
sizes, different, all this, like...
It could be, like, a Dove ad. You know how they
yeah,
like
I'm
a,
really picturing, like, all, like, body positive,
yeah,
like,
totally.
All this, and, like... But, like, also it sort of gets, like, it's made, like, made for my humps. And then you go on, and it's, like, on a website, and it's a bit of fun, like, playful.
Yeah.
And you go on, and you can, I don't know, maybe you can't do it over a website. You probably need a professional to fit your bra, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, unless you've already been fitted,
yeah.
And then you know your sizing.
Well, then, yeah, it's probably better for a brand in a store or something that has special fitters, or, like, the Burley bus. There was a Burley bus, wasn't there, that was fitting
Yeah, that fitted women,
but,
yeah.
Because apparently it's really bad if you have a, like, ill-fitting...
You can fuck up your back
like,
and stuff.
Awful. So that could be one. And,
yeah.
Like, it would work with the funny thing, because it would be memorable, I guess, like...
Yeah. I think, okay, Burley
probably,
or Dove or something.
Or TAC, you know,
either or, I mean, it's full potential.
All ties in really well.
I think, on that note, we should probably wrap this one up.
I reckon so.
Yeah, I think we should fade out with the song My Humps. Yeah.
Oh, are we gonna get like detected plagiarism or something like from that?
Oh
but
shit, yeah.
Maybe.
Okay,
we'll just
sing my humps.
Imagine it as we go, like my humps.
Sorry,
I'm just thinking of his hair.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm Eliza Wellington,
and I'm Tiana Lacey.
See you later.
Bye.